Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is going to talk about how the past and the present coordinate together. That is, if I graduated high school 40 years ago and they're having a reunion party this evening, and what it reminded me of was how technology has really changed how we do business today. For instance, if you remember back in the late 60s, 70s, that was before the home computer. What you had was the manual typewriter. That meant that whenever you typed, if you made a mistake, you had to use whiteout as correction paper. If you needed copies, you had to have carbon to make the copies, and you almost had to type very hard to be able to make sure that you had the copies correct. So that is one aspect of how things have changed, because if you look at back then, you had landlines for telephones. There was no such thing as cell phones or cell phone towers. That hadn't even been invented yet. That created a whole new job market in telecommunications when you look at what's happening there. So it's interesting to fall back on what has happened in the past and how it influences where we are today and how business is done today. Because in the 60s, when women, that was before the women's movement, so women didn't have a whole lot of options in the workplace. They either were teachers, nurses, or they were homemakers. And finally, other than that, all they would do is work as secretaries. So the options were not there. Only in the 1970s, when you had the women's movement, and did things begin to change where women had more opportunity and variety of jobs available to them. And then you started hearing about the glass ceiling, because there was limits as far as women could go in the workplace at that time. So what you need to do is, it's very good to look back at the past and see how it influences where we are today. Women then were teachers. Teachers at that time had very low-paid jobs. For instance, I know that my sister was a teacher, and when she started teaching, the maximum she made was $9,800. When she retired at over $62,000. And the starting pay for teachers has changed drastically from what it was back then. So what you need to do also is look back at the past, because how the past and the changes that came before the turn of the century influenced where we are today, influenced the job market. We talk about cell phones. Today, you can be on a phone and be anywhere to receive a call. Back then, you had not only that you only had landlines, but you had party lines. So what that meant was, if someone in the next house was on the phone, you had to wait for them to get off the phone before you were able to use the phone. And it was a big thing when teenagers were able to get their own phone line into their bedroom. Today, everyone has cell phones. So we are a mobile society today, whereas back then you could not be a mobile society. You only had 3 channels on the TV. It was all local stations. News was 15 minutes to 30 minutes long. Today, we have news through cable morning, noon, and night. Plus, you also have the 24-hour channels. So that is one way of looking at how society has changed over the last 40 years. It is better because there are more options available to anyone in the workplace today. For instance, back then, if you were in business for yourself, it meant you were a professional, such as a lawyer, a real estate agent, or even an architect. Today, almost anyone can be in business for themselves, doing anything, whether it's online, whether it's in a brick-and-mortar store, but your options are a lot more available. You just need to think about what it is that you want to do, how to use your talent, and how to create those opportunities for yourself. Here's another way of showing how technology has opened up the doors today. Today, you have phone companies where they have telecommunications, meaning the internet, the phone lines, whether it's a landline or a cell phone line, and telecommunications today is a lot more than what it was back in the 60s and even the 70s. So what are some things that you can do, that you can think of, that you can translate into a job for yourself today? And think about the computer. As I said, we only had the manual typewriter where you had to use carbon paper. And not only that, you could only mail through the postal service. You didn't have FedEx. You didn't have UPS. Those came later. They were just beginning in the 70s and into the 80s. They really picked up in the 90s as far as being able to deliver overnight. Then the Postal Service had to learn to compete. At one time, if you bought a stamp, they were no more than 10 or 15 cents at that time to mail a letter. Today, it's 47 cents to mail a letter, and people use email more than they use the mail. Because, for instance, if I had a document to mail to someone, I could count on that document taking 3 to 4 days for them to receive it, another day for them to open the letter and process the order and then get it out to me. Today, you do everything online, which means by that afternoon or the next morning, everything is in the mail back to you. For instance, I've had to replace my cell phone because I lost my cell phone. So when I called them on Saturday, it was out by Monday. If I had had to contact them and set up a line, it would have taken a week for them to even come out to set it up. And today, if you're in business, you have to be in contact with people almost immediately. Today, you do everything through email. If you had a business plan and you were contacting someone about helping you raise money, you had to first make copies of it and get it bound, and then you had to send it through the mail as a book. And that was slower than sending it first class, unless you wanted to send it overnight. Today, all you have to do is get an email address, type in a letter, attach the business plan, and send it to someone so they can get it immediately. So, as you see, things have totally changed today from what they were over the last 40 years. Technology has really made things easier in our lives. There are things that were developed years ago for people with disabilities that are commonly used today. For instance, years ago, people didn't think of using an electric can opener. What they used was a hand can opener, and it was a luxury to have an electric can opener. Today, it's almost common to see in everyone's home an electric can opener. Few people even know what a handheld can opener looks like. Now, the thing is, cars were being done, but they've gotten sleeker today, they've gotten faster, they've gotten more fuel efficient today. That's another way how change has improved our lives. Back then, in the 60s, no one thought about pollution and the oceans. No one thought about whether or not we were going to run out of the water or whether or not, you know, lack of rain was affecting our standard of living. Today, things have totally changed. What we want to do is help you learn how to use the technology to really build a business for yourself today. Because if you implement all of the technology, such as the internet, you can market yourself. And remember how the internet has changed the job market. For instance, a secretary or an executive assistant in an office, what they did was they were the go-for the executive. And those were usually women. So what did they do? They usually got the coffee for the man. They made sure everything was on his desk, everything was in place. Today, your secretary may well as be just as easily be a male as a female, and your boss may be very well be a female as opposed to a male. So the roles have changed, and we need to change with them. We need to look at how we can implement the things that will really benefit us in the future and how we can take those and make it really work for us so that we can advance what it is that we're doing and how we want to make it all work together. It's just a matter of planning today, planning your time. For instance, I have instant messaging on my cell phone. I have someone that's constantly sending me an instant message wanting to converse with me. Now, if I was on my computer, I can type much faster because I'm more familiar with those keys than I am with the keys on my BlackBerry. Only because I've had my BlackBerry for no more than 3 weeks, as opposed to being able to type on a typewriter for 40, 50 years. So, and it's the same keyboard, but it's laid out a little bit differently. So it's becoming familiar with where they are and how to use it. The thing is, on the BlackBerry, you can take and key in one or two letters, and then it'll print out a word for you, and then you can pick whichever word you want, or you can continue to do the letters if none of them match what the word is that you want to say. So these are some things to think about in how technology has changed where we are today, where we want to be, and how to take and perfect all of the things that you need to do for yourself to really be successful for yourself. What you also need to look at is some things that you can do that can really take it off and plan it more effectively. In the 60s and the 50s, it was a conservative time. things were laid back. You did not have to worry about getting from one place to the other. People used their cars. The prices were low. It was in abundance. Today, because of the high price of gas and too many cars on the road, the workplace has changed. What they're doing today is more and more working from home. Companies today, instead of renting large office space, only have the office space for their management level positions, and they have everyone else working from home. A good example of that is a telemarketing office or a company that helps you with improving your credit, because as long as most of the work is being done on the phone anyway, what they're doing is they are purchasing the computers and the phones. They're hiring people to work for them from home, giving them the computer with the software, which allows them to redirect all the phone calls into the computer in the home, and then they can monitor how long you're taking working with a client from home because they keep funneling calls into your home. The thing is, you need to remember that society has totally changed today from what it was a few years ago, and it will continue to change as long as we continue to think about the type of workplace we have today. Technology is allowing us to do that. I run into many people who are software developers today. They have taken, and they know how to use the code to create software. This, for instance, has allowed me to be able to do a lot more in a shorter period of time. For instance, when I type on the typewriter, I type with one hand. So what happened was, on a manual typewriter, it would take me more than an hour just to complete one page. Now, using a computer, it takes me about 15 minutes to complete a page. But if I use Dragon Naturally Speaking, which is a software-driven program that is speech-to-text, and I have my headset on, and I'm speaking into the computer, and it's recognizing my voice because I trained it to recognize my voice, then it's doing the typing for me, and what would take 15 minutes would take 2 seconds for me to complete, because you speak at a faster rate than you type or write, so that your mind is always 2 or 3 steps ahead of what you have on the written page. The thing is, you just need to be aware of all of these things. You need to understand where it is that you are, what it is that you're trying to do, and what it is that you want to reach in your personal life and how to get there. We can help you do that if you so choose. Now what I want to do, take a break and tell you about my website. It's onepersonalcareercoach.com. And a lot of people don't understand how to use the internet effectively to market themselves, how to use social sites, how to use e-zines, how to use blogs as a way of increasing their ranking. This is one thing that I can help people do. For instance, I was on e-zine articles, and I wrote an article talking about a pie, its title was A Pie in the Sky, and talking about how there are companies out there that are just out there to take advantage of you. For instance, I attended a program that someone had on internet marketing. What he was doing was selling his program to potential customers for $4,500. All he had done was he had used all the systems that are out there, such as sales letters and keyword phrases, to build up his advertising and build up his ranking and increase the traffic to his website, which increased his sales. What he was selling was not really a product. It was more of a service. It was credit cards. So he had contracted with the banks to help them market their credit cards. Back in the 60s, what companies did who had credit cards to market, or department stores who had credit cards to market, would stand out in front of a department store, have forms that you could fill out, and then give you a gift such as a stuffed animal or a calculator as a thank you gift for signing up for their credit card. And then once you were approved, you received the credit card. But for every application, the person standing there made a dollar. Today, if you go on a website and you apply through that website for a credit card, that person can make anywhere from $25 to $30 to $45 per application once you are approved and receive your credit card. So that's another way how technology in the last 40 years has changed how we do business today. There are other examples that you can think of as long as you pay attention to what is happening. The thing is, so many times we don't really think about how society has changed and what has changed and how it has improved. For the millennial generation, because they have always known the computer, they have always used the cell phone, they don't see a difference except in whether things are faster. For instance, people who are of the baby boomer generation have had to learn how to use a BlackBerry for business. Many young people don't think twice about buying a BlackBerry and using it and using the technology, because it means they can use downloads, it means they can get on the internet and they can do instant messaging, they can do text messaging, they can do almost anything. But for a lot of people, it's like an invasion in their personal life, because they're used to having time to themselves, that they worked a 9-to-5 job, and when they went home, they left the work at the office, and they had their afternoons and their evenings to spend with their wife and their children. Today, because most of your work is being done from home, you almost have to go and set up a room and close the door and tell your children, don't come in and out. This is my time to conduct business. So that's another avenue of showing how we have changed in the last 40 years in how we do business. There are many other things that you can think of. For instance, you had mass transportation at that time, but it was either the train or the plane to go anywhere you wanted to go. A city might have a transportation system, but that transportation system was very different than it is today. Today, you can get in your car and use your car. You have highways to get from one city to another city. In the 50s and the 60s, you had highways, but they went from town to town to town. Today, you have the superhighways. So what used to take 18, 20, almost 30 hours to get, you can do almost in half the time because you have the highway. And you don't have to deal with lights, and you don't have to deal with going through a small town, because the highway is above ground and above the city, and you're just going straight through the city to get to another city. Plus, you have bypasses so you can get around the city if you don't want to go through it. When you look at technology today, and the technology in the last 40 years, you can see how it has drastically changed and improved for the better. You just need to think of some things that you can do or look back in your past and think of the things that you did as a child that today you do much differently or that your child is doing much differently. Even school at that time was very different. Back then, you did everything by reading a book and taking a multiple choice test. Today, what happens is everything is done on the computer. A lot of the personal training or the individual training that someone has is done on a computer. Today, children learn how to do multimedia, which means that's why for them having a BlackBerry is just common because they've used the computer to do all of those things. When you took a test in the 30, 40 years ago, you had to go and read the book and you had to study the book. Today, you can almost have exercises that you do on the computer that help you learn what it is that you're trying to learn. There are many things that you can do that can already help you change how you think and how you do business. It's just a matter of pre-planning and making it all work for you to your advantage and how you are going to implement all of the technology that is available and make it all work for you. Here's another example of how the workplace has changed over the last 40 years. 30, 40 years ago, when you went for a job, you went to an office to work for someone. Today, many people will have someone work from their home for them. And what they do is they will buy you all the office equipment, set you up at home, and then they give you the flexibility to pick your hours, but you do need to let them know where you are. The difference is, whereas before you only had a landline to work with, so you pretty much had to be at home to be available, today you have a cell phone, so if someone needs you and you're not at home, they can always get in touch with you on your cell phone so that you know what's coming in and what's available so you can do your work. What I also want to do is talk about how all the things that have changed in our past that have improved how we do business today and how we market ourselves. Back then, marketing meant doing multiple mailings. It meant having brochures printed up. It meant having dates set. It meant having the hotels already assigned. It meant purchasing mailing lists 2 or 3 or even 4 times, because you cannot use a mailing list more than once. Today, with email, you can send out emails promoting a program daily, weekly, monthly, or semi-monthly. And it costs you pennies on the dollar to do it. The thing is, if you are doing it daily, then what is happening is it's just becoming spam and junk mail, And then people are just ignoring it. They're just deleting it from and not even opening the email or reading it. So you need to be conscious of, is this something that I want to do on a daily basis? If I do it on a daily basis, is it going to be overload? Or will it be something that will be effective? Now, I can tell you, I think that doing things once a week and letting people know what you're doing on a weekly basis and just updating them is good enough. And sending out an e-zine, send it out monthly. It's not expensive to do an e-zine. And once you set up your template, it's just a matter of making the changes on those templates. So, or rather going in and having the same topic or the same title, but just changing the article around, which makes it a lot easier than having to go in and start from scratch each month. That is why things are much cheaper today than they used to be in the way they're being done. That's what makes the internet so effective. And finding people on Facebook. If you haven't seen anyone from high school or elementary school and you want to find them, all you have to do is go into Google, key in their name, and their name will come up. Because almost anyone can be found on the internet today. Years ago, if you lost touch with someone and you lost their address, unless they lived at that same address for 50 years, most likely you lost touch with them. Today, things are much different. Especially when people are looking at building a business. And most people today have a business. I would like to discuss more of the things that we need to talk about that are things that have affected many people who worked 40 years ago. Technology has changed everything. What is it? And how can you learn today? What I'm going to do is go back and discuss finding a job. When I interviewed Janet White, and she talked about how when she graduated college, she graduated from a liberal arts college, and she understood that she had to go back and learn typing to be able to get a job because she needed something where she would have hands-on experience that would make her more marketable in the job market. Today, everyone uses computers, and all business is done on the computer. So even if you do things offline, you have to do things online today. Things have changed drastically in the last few years. You need to be aware of how you use all of this technology and how you can make it all work for you and expand it so that it can take you into the new workplace. I know I'm going slow today in the way I'm talking, but I just kind of want to use it to make more of an emphasis on things so that we can be more aware of how we can benefit today from technology and how it has drastically changed from the past, how things have improved. you have more mass transit today. In most large cities, you have subways, you have buses, you have multiple streams or sources of transportation. If you live in one city, but you work in another city today, you can easily get there and get to your place of business. Another thing is, back 40 years ago, you had to live in the same city that you were working in because you had to work from an office. I know someone that they had to move to Atlanta for his wife's business or of employment, but because he was in IT and most of his work was being on the computer, he could still stay with his company, and he did not have to transfer. Years ago, I know someone who worked with IBM, and every time her husband got transferred to another department in another city, she had to quit her job in IBM that she was in and move to the next city with him and then find a job there. So that's another avenue of how things have changed. Today, you don't have to be living in the same city where you're employed, especially if you're working from home. So how can you implement and utilize the new technology to really help you expand where you are today and really be able to expand what you want to do in the future? And how you can go on the internet and build social contacts to build your business, because that is very much how business is sold today. It's more word of mouth. It's more social networking, whereas previously your only option was to go to Chamber of Commerce meetings where you did social networking by shaking hands and passing out your business card. These are still things that are very important to your business, but you also have to use the online social network. Facebook started out as a place for college students to go and meet each other through the internet from different colleges across the country. It has become a place that people go to for business. Another site that people go to for business is LinkedIn. So it's being aware of how technology has improved our lives today and how we can take that technology and help it build our business today. For instance, I know someone that she's in the Black Business Builders Network, and that is a website on the internet, and how they encourage people to bring people to that site is not for what they are offering them, but the fact that they are offering it as a paid membership site so that people can earn a living. And so what she is doing to market her services is that she's charging them for training, but she's also going around and encouraging them to sign up for the Black Business Builders site where they're paying $14.95 a month, where she earns $10 off of each sale and $4 or $4.95 goes to the owner of the site. So, and there's even Direct Matches is another site that you can go on and you can meet people on that's a paid membership site. What it's doing is it's making an income for the person who is managing the site because he has thousands and thousands and thousands of people that he's getting $4 off of. So he's making a lot of money. So that's why he can turn around and say, I will give you $10 and I will give the other people and I will keep $4. Now, in another month or two, he's going up to $27 so that he will be paying $20 a month to each to the person who's marketing the site and keeping $7 for himself. The difference is that they have available to them where you can do video postcards and send it through the internet. They are not the only one that's doing this. You can do this yourself, because if you have a webcam on your computer, you can go on there and make a video and upload it to YouTube. And that is free and allows you to promote yourself and your product, because people are more likely to buy from someone they see as opposed to just a letter. So what I am trying to do is give you some options available to you to help you understand how you can use technology that's available today in business and increase your income. Years ago, these were the options that were not really available. So you can be at home doing business 24 hours a day, even while you're asleep, because of the technology that's available today. That was not available 40 years ago. You had your 9-to-5 job, and that's when you promoted yourself. And if you were in business for yourself, you worked more like 6, 7 to 8 o'clock at night, because you had to go out to the meetings and the networking groups to be able to build your business after hours. This means that today you have more opportunity to build a business, even though you're not actively doing it. Because if you've gone out there, if you've written your articles, if you've done your speeches, if you've done your videos to promote yourself and your website, then you are increasing your visibility even when you are not working on it. Technology has helped us improve our lives. It has helped us make life easier. It has given us more free time. But at the same time, more and more people are going back and working for themselves, because we've moved from the large corporations into the entrepreneur age. And a good example of that is, if you think about it, this, and we are in 2009. And this was already August of 2009, and in another 4 months, it'll be 2010. And once it is 2010, then you can say it is 20 years, or at least 30 years, since the beginning of the technology age. And all of the millennials are moving into that age group. They understand how to use the internet. They are going to become the next group that is going to be known as having the larger income, because they understand how to be flexible. So unless you want to not let them outdistance you in the technology age, you have to go back and utilize everything that's available to you to help you build and expand, so when that time comes, you are available to help other people. What you might need to do is get involved in a mastermind group. A mastermind group will help you to build and expand on the services that you want to provide. It will help you increase your income over time. You just need to be aware that as you're starting, you can't expect to be known as the expert in your field right away. You have to first go online and post articles and let people know about you. And that is one thing that I'm going to now compare in the last 4 minutes, how that has changed. For instance, years ago, your only way to write an article was to get in a magazine or the newspaper. And that getting those were very difficult to do, and you had to be able to plan for 3 months stand time, because what you wrote today may not be published for 3 months from now. And so by the time the article came out and people read it, you might be on to something else. You might not be doing what you were writing about at that time. Today, you can go online, you can use WordPress, you can write an article, you can get yourself known, you can get yourself right. Immediately, people can get to know you. For instance, I've been writing articles, and I'm on, because I do coaching, I'm on several coaches' sites. And the fact that my articles are getting recognized on those sites, it's been increasing my ranking. I went on to eZine Articles, and I submitted an article. At one time, my website was ranked 668. It's now ranked 27,000. What that means is that my website is ranked higher than 27,000 other people's websites. I need to get it up to where it's at least in the 100,000s and the millions, because once it reaches the millions, then that means that I will get a lot more exposure and I will be bringing in more business for myself, and that will increase my income. So if it takes time, but it will work for you if you work at it and if you understand how to use it all effectively. And since it's the last 2 minutes, what I would like to do is take the time to tie it all together and show you how everything has changed in the last 40 years. Now, property, buildings in the 50s and the 60s, they used bricks. They used materials that allow those homes to stand 100 years. Today, because they have relaxed a lot of those standards that they had back then, and the fact that a lot of these materials have increased in price, you're seeing that the quality has gone down. But at least what it has allowed us to do is have more of an opportunity to expand where we are in the business world today and how we utilize where we are, and we can expand where we are and build a business no matter where we're at, and how we can live in one city and work for a company in a different city. So these are some things to be concerned about and be aware of while you are looking at building your business today and expanding where you are and the knowledge that you have on where you are today. So be aware.